go back three generations. My grandfather started his own business, which was hide skin and wool merchant on Cherry Hinton Road.
What was his name?
Doe, William Doe. He came originally from Ipswich, and he always wanted to be, I should say these days, self-employed. And he worked for a hatter, Ipswich, and he said to his employer one day, "I need a wife." So he had half a day off to go and find a wife. That was the story. And he was 17 and she was 19. And they came first, I think, to Sawston. And he didn't like village life, so he set up the business on Cherry Hinton Road. And he produced three sons and three daughters. He didn't go into the First World War, but my father and his middle, they did. The business was very successful until 1932.
Why did Grandfather's business set up in Cherry Hinton Road?
Well, I can tell you this. I always wanted to meet Mrs. Pamplin, because I was told that her firm, her father's firm, or her, may have been her husband's firm, his lorry and my grandfather's car were the only vehicles that went up and down Cherry Hinton Road. So I think Cherry Hinton Road in those days was quite a busy, or it was busier than most, thoroughfare. And I suppose the land was, well, not far from the cattle market, of course, because I know my father had to go every Monday, he used to say, to pay the butchers. And because in those days they had a man driving a horse and cart which used to go around the town. Can you imagine now? But I can remember this horse and cart going down Pettycury to Rose the butcher and Nichols the butcher. Eventually, when I was born in Cavendish Avenue, that was my grandfather's house. Well, it wasn't when I was born, because my grandfather, when he heard, sounds awfully snobbish these days, doesn't it? When he heard that council houses were going to be built in Cavendish Avenue, he said, "I'm off." So he had a very nice house, which is still standing in Corridge Road, called St. Anne's. And for that he had all the bricks brought from Lytham St. Anne's, where his great friend William Dyson, who was head of the United Cattle Products. So there was this liaison between my grandfather and William Dyson. In fact, I was named after his wife, who was a Belgian. She was Marie Dyson, and I've always been called Marie, not Marie.
What did they do with the hides and the skin?
Oh, they had to have a special man. They were all put in layers, all the hides, and they had to have a special man who came and had, he stayed at the Great Northern Hotel, and he came and had to cut the hides before they were transported to the leatherworks. You see, in those days people were quite reticent, so I don't know. All I know was there was a very big weighing machine in the big shed, which is now, after my family all died and there was nobody to take over the business, my surviving uncle Fred, he sold out to the British Glues and Chemicals, which is now Croda International. Well, the roadway is still there, and the car park now of the Swiss Laundry was my aunt's garden. I still, even in my father's day, he would perhaps come, he always came home to lunch, and he'd say, "Oh, I'm sorry I'm late for lunch, because the old laundry boy had got his van there and I couldn't get out," because it was shared use, because it's quite a narrow way. Even now that road, but it was my grandfather's idea, because even in his day I gather there was a difficulty getting through up and down that road. So his idea was, because he owned land in Coleridge Road, opposite where, almost to where he had St. Anne's built, he then put up 4 cottages for the workers. And somebody said to me the other day, of course we remember Hills Road Bridge, don't we, when cows and sheep were put over from the farmers, of course, to the station, and from the station